You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 26th, and it certainly was a big night for the Democrats who gathered to kick off the 2008 convention in Denver. And they have a lot of complicated issues on the table, chief among them creating unity to back the soon-to-be officially nominated Barack Obama as their candidate for president of the United States. And to help tell his story, Michelle Obama made what many said would be a very important speech last night, the first time many heard her speak and her chance to help people learn more about her husband and their family. Ben Calhoun is a political reporter with Chicago Public Radio, and he's covering the convention, meaning he's there right in the middle of it in Denver. Ben, good morning. And what did Michelle Obama accomplish in her speech, do you think?
Well, good morning, Adora. I think Michelle Obama's speech had an interesting place in the night. You know, it was a night with some hard edges. You know, there was a lot of criticism of John McCain. There was sort of this hard critical edge to a lot of the speeches that we heard leading into hers. But her purpose, I thought, was a gentler one. She had something more personal to accomplish with her speech last night. And I think what that was that the campaign was looking for her to fill out her story. You know, in Chicago, she's well known and she's got this full biography, you know, as a professional woman, as a mother. It's this, she's a multidimensional person. And I think that, you know, last night, right off of the bat, including with how she was introduced by her brother, Craig, I think that we saw her sort of fill out her biography and really sort of try and flesh that out for people in a big way.
I come here as a mom whose girls are the heart of my heart and the center of my world. They're the first things I think about when I wake up in the morning and the last thing I think about before I go to bed at night. Their future and all our children's future is my stake in this election. And I come here as a daughter raised on the south side of Chicago.
And so I think that, you know, sort of what she was accomplishing with sections of the speech like that was she was making herself a more complete person and revealing, in a way, I think, a little bit about the role that the campaign looks for her to play for the next 70-some days.
And also another important goal for that speech, as many have explained, is how she would present her husband in perhaps a way that we don't necessarily know him, but a way that only she could speak to. And how did she do on that score?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I think that was, you know, goal number two, just on par with, you know, filling out her own story. And this is a role that we've seen her play throughout the campaign, you know, talking about, you know, his failure to put his socks in the hamper or, you know, whatever it is around the house and add that dimension to their biography and their lives together. And I think that we heard that again last night. And I think, you know, the campaign probably thinks that it's important because on this front, the Obamas have been vulnerable to a certain amount of other people taking away their family story. You know, that's where I think we get covers like the cover that we saw on The New Yorker. I think that shows a little fluidity in sort of what can be done with their story as a couple. And then so last night, I think that, you know, she really, you know, took that platform that she created by fleshing out her own story and then tried to use that as a jumping off point to talk about her husband.
What struck me when I first met Barack was that even though he had this funny name, and even though he had grown up all the way across the continent in Hawaii, his family was so much like mine. He was raised by grandparents who were working class folks just like my parents, and by a single mother who struggled to pay the bills just like we did.
And then so in that bite that we heard right there, of course, she's not just filling out their biography together. She's also, you know, buttressing some of the themes that we're seeing emerge and be really emboldened in this convention.
So there you are in the convention hall listening to the speech and watching the audience. How did they react and what did people say afterwards about their feelings about what she had said, what she said?
Well, you know, it was interesting when I was watching sort of people in the hall and how they were taking everything in. It was sort of what you'd expect, very enthusiastic reception. So afterwards, I went to one of the stairwells, you know, one of the concrete stairwells in the Pepsi Center, and waited for the crowds to sort of start flowing out after she was done. And so all these people are coming down the stairs, and I started just grabbing people and asking them what they thought. And it was incredibly well received by every single person who stopped to take time with me. And what stuck out to them was exactly the things that we've been talking about, you know, the biographical information, her talking about being a mother, her talking about their relationship, fleshing out Barack Obama's biography in some ways that they were looking to hear from her. And all of those things were sort of what I kept hearing from people on their way out about what stuck out to them.
Okay, Ben, quickly tell us who's on the marquee headliner tonight, or who is the marquee headliner tonight?
Marquee headliner is, of course, Hillary Clinton, which is going to be a crucial speech here. There's a lot of people watching to see how she handles the message of converting her support over to the Obama camp, which, you know, there are some rifts that everybody is trying to put their fingers on, exactly how deep they go,
right,
and, you know, how they might impact this whole process.
Ben Calhoun, many thanks. We're going to check in with you a bit later. We know you're out there in Denver reporting for us here at The Takeaway. Ben Calhoun, reporter from Chicago Public Radio.